The speaker back off. It's just weird. Okay, so we're going through, we're going through the second Maisa that he saw. The Rabbi Rahana was walking in the Chusayama, and he saw the Galim, and there was between Gal and Gal 300 parsa. The Yisod was that somehow there's a cycle of Galim, and the cycle of Galim is 12 koiches. And each koach takes over 1 month. In 1 month, a person travels 300 parsa. So, Mela, in the way you measure it, is 300 parsa. And every day, the koach gets worse and worse. And that's why it also reaches 300 parsa's height and height. So, Zimnu Chadava, Zilma Be'orcha, I was going. Vidalina Gala, and the wave took me. Until I saw the resting place of the smallest star, and it looked to me like 40, like a place that you could that you can plant 40 saw of mustard seed, and I was about to get burnt by it. So we said last time that each gal is the koach of the that particular yetzer, and it's carrying the person. So Zok the Gra, that what's the Zimna Chada Hava Zilna Be'orcha? One time I was going in the Eirach. So he brings a pasuk, the Gra. He says it doesn't say he was going in the Derech. It says he was going in the Eirach, in the Orcha. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Va'Eirach Tzadikim Ke'oyer Noiga." So he says that the tzaddikim's way is called an oirach of tzaddikim, and the rishonim's way is called the derech of the rishonim, because the derech of the rishonim is the path that is well traveled, a well traveled path. It's a derech. So the rishonim's path is a well traveled path. But the oirach of the tzaddikim is not a well-traveled path. It's actually a path that probably is the first time is being gone, not been gone down. It's the oirach. It's like almost like a test drive of the path. So oirach tzaddikim ka'ar noiga. I was just starting to go in the oirach of tzaddikim, and bam. I was just starting. I was off to a good start. I had one good day in yeshiva, and pounding in the first good day, and bam, I hit a gal. That's what he says. The first day, the very first chance I had to go in the Orech Tzadikim, right? So, which takes a long time to get clear, the gal got to me. Which gal? So you go back to the Gra. On page Vav, where it says Zimna Chada Havel Zilna Be'orcha, Pirish Inyan Hisraim Masagalim V'Atzores Boy Migayva. The primary source of Yetzer is Gaiva. What Gaiva does is it does exactly to the person what a wave does. It lifts you high up. You think, wow, I'm it. And then Lifnei Shever going. There's always Gaiva before a breaking point. Before someone hits a breaking point, there's always a Gaiva. There's always Lifnei Shever going. Before the breaking is the Gaiva. So basically what happened, he explains here. You see, look, I was always back and forth, but I had a good day. What happened? The Gaiva Slavovai. So I remember someone. It's actually Zalmi Cohen. I think his father's yahrzeit is today. So he made a suda for his father's yahrzeit. So I remember in yeshiva in Pesach. So he would come afterward. No one knew who he was. No one knew who this guy was. He sat down in the old days. He looked like an older man. Sat down in the back of the Beis Medrash, 5, 6 p.m., and went straight for 5, 6 hours. 10 o'clock, he went home. So, do you live here? No, I don't live here. Well, he lives Lakewood. So, what are you doing? He didn't talk a lot. And he basically said, so I was telling someone this story. So he said, wow, he says, you know, nowadays, even if, you know, after work, a guy would sit down to learn for 5 hours, then, you know, the first thing we do is take a picture, post it, and say, hey, guys, just learned for 5 hours. Right? So the guy got oh, I stopped a great thing. So what's the first thing? The guy, but, right? So he said, the chashash that a person right away feels good about themselves. It's good. It's good to feel good about yourself. I'm not saying that. But the gaiva is the thing that the first challenge that someone could bump into. The first challenge the gaiva bumps into is the challenge of the gaiva. That now takes the person and says, hey, you know, look at yourself. You're doing good, man. You're it. You're it. And then what happens if you're it? You don't need to go much further. You know? So that's what happens. He's nechus. So Pamachas, he was going on the yam, right? Pamachas, he was going on the yam. And he was going Badarach, his oyach tzadikim, and a gal got to him. The gal of Gaiva got to him. And it took him so high that he started seeing the stars. What's the stars? So the Nidmil, it looked, appeared to the Nuchusei Yama Katon, that he hit the level of the Tzadikim and that are in the stars. So he started hitting the level of the stars. So now he's going to have to start pulling himself back. So how do you start pulling yourself back? How do you start pulling yourself back? And it says, by the way, it says, if I would have gotten a little bit higher, I would have gotten burnt by the star. What's the burning? The burning is chaos. And once a person is up to good in the top column of Zion, in the second column, he says, I'll go back to the piece we skipped. He says, chaos will take a person. A guy will take a person straight to Kaas. If a person is Kaas, they cannot have any Shachas to Shechino. Obviously, Kaas is that reaction when a person can't control themselves and they something doesn't go their way. So it's Gaiva. I don't know what the girl wants with that piece in the middle there with the. Okay. So, Akoponim, Zakhtar Gain, this was the challenge. This was what Rav was telling us. Okay. Fine. So, the story seems to be making somewhat sense, right? As we said, the person's in the Yam and he's traveling this world. And he has and also the thing the guy gets to him, the guy makes him feel like he's like up in the stars, and Gavaldik. It all makes sense. What's the deal with the 40, with the field that's big enough to have 40 seeds of mustard, of mustard seed? Well, what's going on over there with the mustard and with the field? So it's not the going that. In reality, look, I thought that I'm doing great. I even hit the field that has 40 enough room for 40 pounds of mustard. 40 is the number of the mikvah. Just like a mikvah is matar a person, Torah is matar a person. And kinecholim natoyu, kigano is alinar, loyimar manecholim malam is adam and tumal taharaf oil and malam is adam and the kavchoyim and the kavschos. So memela, I thought I hit the level of 40. I hit the big 4-0. Man, I'm doing good. I learned a little bit. I got the karach of the mikvah. I got the karach of the Torah, the tarami. I'm not missing anything. So now is where the lesson starts. You saw 40 saw, but the 40 saw is a 40 saw. It doesn't work by itself. It's a field of 40 which you grow mustard seed. What's a var of mustard seed? Mustard seed, the seed itself is horribly bitter. The seed itself is horribly bitter. The only way to make the mustard seed into a condiment, into a gishmaka condiment that actually brings out the best in other foods, is if you crush it. You have to crush the seed into a spice. And then once it's in a spice form, then you could use it and it brings out the best in everything else. So he said the point of the Torah, the point of the 40, is like a mustard. You're going to throw that onto you without working on it, without crushing yourself through the Torah. Ah, I dabbled in Torah for a day. Oh, I feel good about myself. That was awesome. Can't dabble. Dabbling means you didn't crush out the mustard. You didn't crush it into a seed. So what happens? You're left with a mustard seed, which is horribly bitter. So the only way that the Torah can be betire the person, the Kerach of 40 that's in the Torah, is when it's being treated, the Kerach of 40, as in a mustard seed, which means that you're willing to take the seed and crush it until then it can bring out the best. And that's proof of the point that if you crush the seed, it will make out best in everything else. It means a person uses the Torah and crushes themselves and pushes themselves with the Torah, and even the Yetzer Hara now will actually bring out the best in the Yetzer Hara Gufa. So it says here, Mayim shekol gufa oilavem, kach b'Torah, at shekol gufa yikates, ka'amram Yetzer Hanim shel chardol. It's actually mefurish in the Tanchuma. The Yetzer Hara is like chardol. And what? Ma chardol mar ve'inu yachol lechol, elai dektisha, So we'll do this part again tomorrow. That's where he's going over here, telling us how it's going to work to make you a better person. Okay?
Shkara.
Shkara, coach. We'll see you around.